I have a challenge for you. We need to come up with a name for Supicha when her fan base follows her throughout the valley. Like, we have Deadheads, but what would it be for the Thai chili food truck?
Just getting asked this question. Supicha's Soup People.
Mostly people just call me Soupy, right?
Soupy super fans.
Soupy super fans. All that stuff is good.
Soupy spice.
You're like one of the Spice Girls.
Oh!
Yes. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from Sisa and Supicha Hillenbrand from the Thai chili food truck. Now, Supicha has been on a number of times. I'm always trying to stalk the Thai chili food truck, as so many other people are in the valley, but it's not an all positive story coming out of the pandemic. But it's also worth noting that Supicha was part of one of the first incarnations of Field Notes, which was an afternoon of storytelling through Sisa. Tomorrow at the Northfield Drive-In, you can go and watch this year's incarnation of Field Notes and all the different amazing storytellers. Supicha, you had a restaurant called Bottega Cucina, and it was this amazing fusion restaurant with you and your husband and the different culinary traditions that you brought to it. That did not make it through COVID. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Pretty much, you know, during the COVID, we had close the restaurant just to sit back, relax, how people respond to, you know, react toward the COVID in March of 2020. And during that time, you know, I have supporting local, like, essential worker by, you know, donating the food and everything for our first 2 months. You know, after that, I feel like confident just to do the takeout. So we have tried and push hard. And a lot of workers are afraid of, you know, pandemic. Pretty much it's only me, my husband, and my stepfather that working during that time. We do the takeout. It's very hard. We try about 15 months and we ended up giving up because everything is very hard. Not so many people confident to go out and eat. And a lot of people became their own chef. So we just changed my concept and just closed the restaurant and focusing just only the food truck, which is the Thai chili food truck, which is easier for us because we don't have to wait for people to come see us at the place. We're going to the farmer market, we're going to the local brewery, winery, where people are there. So, you know, it's a new phase.
It's hopeful that out of something negative, where the closing of your restaurant, that you do have something amazing and fun to continue to focus on, which is this Thai chili food truck, which I do know people
are
all crazy for. And I've got my fingers crossed that I will encounter you at a farmer's market sometime soon.
Some of the farmer's markets you're doing, Supicha, they are up and down the valley. And on Tuesday, you're either at Forest Park in Springfield or Northampton. Thursday, you're in Westfield. Saturday, you're in Amherst, and Sunday, every other Sunday, you're in East Hampton. Do we just check your Instagram and Facebook just to make sure we're driving to the right market?
Correct. You can follow me on the Thai Chili Food Truck and check out my schedule there.
Can you share, Supicha, like how you and Philip, your husband, come up with ideas for what you'll serve at the food truck?
It's representing me as a crazy person who loves street food and fun food. And I am serving the food the way I eat. Like, I'm inviting people to eat at my house, but it's served out from my food truck. So my food is always rotating with whatever ingredient that I have hands-on. That's why I love the farmer market, because, you know, I get that produce and I make the finished product to serve it through the Pioneer Valley. And the food that I have, from snack to main dish to like grab and go to the dessert, you know, whatever that I can grow in my own garden or get it from the farmer market, that's the way I serve it to people. And I'm never shy with my spice.
Yeah.
So I just throw in whatever that I feel like. Sometimes I get a fiddlehead. Sometimes I get the garlic scape and I turn it into a stir fry, like Thai spicy and stuff like that. For me, I love the restaurant quality food. Like, my crab rangoon, smoked salmon rangoon. I use the local chive, which is grow in my own garden, incorporate with the real crab that I like to eat, the real crab meat. I use the smoked salmon that my husband smoked it himself. I just jazz it up with my spice.
Supitra, can you share a little bit maybe about how it was for you to be a storyteller on Field Notes a couple of years back?
I'm very happy that I get out of my own fear about being on the stage and able to tell people how I become the entrepreneur today because of my passion in cooking. Like, you know, I used to laugh at my husband how he can come up with the menu during the vacation within a day. And now I can come up with some snack recipe in 5 minutes from my own cabinet of whatever ingredient that I have. Every time when I go out with the food truck and when people recognize me watching me from the Field Note, you know, it's just like the story that I tell people and people remember that. It just makes me very happy and feel like, you know, at least a piece of my story touched their heart to make them recognize me with my accent, with my story, with my truck, with my food. And we create a friendship.
Supicha Hillenbrand from the Thai Chili Food Truck, which you can find at a farmer's market near you. You can find a link through the Thai Chili Food Truck social media page as to which farmer's markets they're going to be at. You can find out about all of our farmer's markets and all of our local heroes through CISA's website, which is buylocalfood.org. And don't forget, tomorrow you can come and see Phil and me and other storytellers like Supicha, who will be on the big screen at the Northfield Drive-In. The event starts at 6:30. The movie will start close to sundown. All a benefit for CISA, and a little more on what Field Notes will be all about coming up in just a little bit.